Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Thursday, October 23rd, 2025. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Backblaze. Leading off today, this fall, Apple raised entry prices for the iPhone 17 Pro and iPhone Air higher to their equivalent predecessors, although it did also increase the base amount of storage in those phones. But now a new report from the China Times says that we could see even more pricing changes next year due to the new A20 chip Apple hopes to use in the 2026 iPhone lineup. The China Times piece outlines how growing demand and new fabrication processes have led to increased costs for TSMC and its partners over time. TSMC is Apple's partner in designing and fabricating the A-series chips used in iPhones. But next year, it seems, is when the increases could get especially significant. Apple's A20 chip used in next year's iPhone lineup is widely expected to use a new cutting-edge 2-nanometer process. This would make it the first widely available 2-nanometer chip. According to the report, TSMC has told its customers, including Apple, to expect pricing that is at least 50% higher than the current 3-nanometer chips used in A-series processors today. TSMC has apparently poured significant capital into the development of this new 2-nanometer process, and as such, it's not willing to discount or negotiate on costs like it might normally do. Apple and TSMC don't disclose any of the financial details of their relationship, but if it's true that this A20 chip is 50% more expensive than the A19 chip, it's hard to imagine that Apple would stomach that cost itself rather than pass on at least some of it to the consumer. Another possibility is that Apple limits the 2-nanometer chips to its highest-end iPhone Pro and perhaps iPhone Fold models, while the rest of the iPhone lineup will use a 3-nanometer technology similar to what we have today. But the switch to a 2-nanometer technology next year comes with multiple benefits, including even better performance, and perhaps even more importantly, better efficiency and therefore better battery life. The nanometer size of a chip fabrication refers to the space between the transistors on the chip. Going from 3-nanometer to 2-nanometer means there's less space between each of the transistors, and therefore better performance and better efficiency. Next up today, Warner Brothers Discovery is formally up for sale, with the company inviting bids on the company as a whole or various slices of its assets. Paramount Skydance has already offered $24 per share for the whole company, but has so far had its proposals rebuffed by the media giant. CEO David Zaslav has financial bonuses attached to executing a sale, so he's motivated in getting a deal done, but to also get the highest price possible. As such, Bloomberg reports that he told senior executives at Warner Brothers Discovery that Apple, Amazon, Netflix, and Comcast had shown interest in acquiring its expansive library of TV shows and films. To date, Apple's largest acquisition is Beats for $3 billion back in 2013. Any acquisition of Warner Brothers, even if divvied up into multiple parts, would cost tens of billions of dollars. In a recent podcast interview, Eddie Q said that Apple was not actively pursuing a deal to bolster its Apple TV service, saying the company generally prefers to build rather than buy. He did say, however, that he never rules anything out. If Apple were to acquire the Warner Brothers library of TV shows and films, it would represent a big strategic shift in Apple TV. Right now, Apple TV is marketed as an all-originals streaming service, meaning that it doesn't have a back catalog of any sort, unlike most of its other competitors. Whether or not Apple has actually expressed an interest in Warner Brothers is unclear. It's very possible that Apple's name is simply being thrown around to drum up higher bids. If you say one of the world's most valuable companies is also interested in something, it sends a shockwave to other companies interested that they need to bid more. So for now, all of these talks are in the early stage, but given the dire financial position Warner Brothers Discovery finds itself in, we should expect some sort of a deal sooner rather than later. We are sponsored this week by Backblaze. The holidays bring more photos, end-of-year high-priority work projects, and a ton of data that you can't afford to lose. Backblaze quietly backs up your Mac in the background so that everything you care about is safe. So when life happens, you'll be thankful that your files are only a quick restore away. Get 20% off with code 9TO5DAILY at checkout. That's 9TO5DAILY. Go to backblaze.com/9to5Mac to start a free trial and use the promo code at checkout. My thanks to Backblaze for their support of the show. Rounding out today, there's been a lot of questions about the number of iPhone Air orders actually being placed by customers. A new Nikkei Asian review report today adds more fuel to that fire and suggests that Apple has slashed its own orders to suppliers to levels normally only seen as a product winds down to the end of production. One key sign of a new Apple product's popularity is just how quickly estimated delivery times slip. For new iPhone models, that can sometimes happen within minutes or even seconds of a model going on sale. But availability of the iPhone Air has remained immediate for both delivery and in-store pickup since launch. Analysts and market intelligence agencies have also pointed to muted demand for the new phone. Morgan Stanley predicted boosted production of the other three new iPhone models, but notably did not do so for the iPhone Air. Counterpoint Research pointed to strong demand for the base iPhone 17 and the iPhone 17 Pro Max, but again, nothing for the Air. So this new report from Nikkei claims that Apple has slashed its production orders for the iPhone Air to nearly end of production levels. So essentially what this report is saying is that Apple has so drastically reduced production of the iPhone Air, it seems like it's already built up enough inventory to last for a lot of the time the phone is actually on sale. The good news for Apple is that overall production across the new iPhone range is said to be in line with forecasts, headlined by strong sales of the iPhone 17 Pro and iPhone 17 Pro Max. Apple reports its quarterly earnings 1 week from today, but the company doesn't share any details on actual unit sales for any of its products, so it'll be hard to glean any actual information about iPhone Air performance from those results. That wraps up another episode of 9to5Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5Mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller, and we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5Mac Daily.